It's Anne with Spirit River, part two of talking about time and the importance of downtime and either creating it or creating ways for you to shut your mind down. Today I'm talking about two strategies. One is to simply identify, and I had you do this for an assignment, identify how much time you spend, quote, at work, unquote, working. That's actually productive. So as you analyzed your productivity for a day, that will tell you how much time you're really wasting and floundering and how much time is actually productive. And then that will give us some information. That's given us information. So let's say that you worked 6 hours productively out of 8. Now you have 2 hours to do something with. You either can be done after 6 hours. Just be super productive during that time period and be done early. Or you can add, figure out how you're wasting time. And one of the ways that I used to waste time, and sometimes I still get stuck doing, is I have a to-do list that I create of the things that need to get done. And I, wanting to get them done, I do a little of each thing. And the days that I do that, I'm asking myself to shift in and out of too many different skill sets, and it eats time. And I end up throwing other activities in there. I get sidetracked. And so one of the techniques is to see all the things that I want to get done in the week or the month, or you have a quarterly goal. What are you focused on? And breaking that into the types of tasks you need to get done. And perhaps one full day, you're working on one type of task. So it's a creative task one day. The next day, it's a research task. The next morning, it's a conglomeration of a type of communication. And maybe in the afternoon, it's something completely different. And when you do that, you're really giving your mind opportunities to focus and get productive on each type of task. And that works extremely well. So once you leave your workday then, and once you are done with that block of time, you shift your mind to the next total mindset that you need to be in. And by the end of your day, if you're highly productive, you should be able to break out of your work like a child running home from grade school, where you finished your work and now you're free. And I want that for you. If we can do that every day, if we can create free time every single day, every single evening, then every day you come to your work fresh and you're not begrudging the time that you're spending on work. So my goal today with you is to either help you analyze what you're actually getting done each day in productivity, and then figure out what you can do with that extra time. Can you either become more productive so you're not trailing your work into the weekend or into the evening? Or can you, have extra days off, every extra hours off every single day so that you're fresh when you go to the work? So analyze that schedule and make some decisions about how you could become more productive. Let's see if you can free up more downtime.